Cellist David Finkel was a member of the Emerson Quartet for over 30 years. In that time, the ensemble garnered a reputation as one of the world's finest chamber groups. Now, as Finkel leaves the quartet behind, WRTI's Jim Cotter reports that they and he will endure.
Finkel played his final Philadelphia date with the Emersons in the spring. His final concert ever with the group was soon after in Washington, D.C. When David Finkel, a fit, young-looking 60-something-year-old, made his decision to leave more than a year ago, it wasn't so he could spend less time working.
The free time allowed me by my departure from the Emerson Quartet opens up a lot of new opportunities for me.
But beware of the phrase free time when spoken by David Finkel. What he means is that he can now pay more attention to his other jobs. They include co-artistic director of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, founder and co-artistic director of music at Menlo, co-artistic director of Chamber Music Today and the Mendelssohn Fellowship in Korea, and professor of cello at the Juilliard School, his first full-time academic appointment.
I've gotten quite good at the one-stop lesson assessment, the masterclass format, but the idea of actually charting a long-term course with a student, that is a daunting and pretty unfamiliar experience, and I'm starting very small with a class of some of the most incredibly talented kids I have ever met in my entire life.
Finkel's replacement in the Emerson Quartet, the British cellist Paul Watkins, joins violinists Eugene Drucker and Philip Setzer and violist Lawrence Dutton to become the ensemble's first new member in more than three decades.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.